Hey, good evening, everybody. From the Akron City Auditorium, it's time for championship basketball tonight. The Pawnee City Indians are taking on the EMF Bobcats. That's Exeter Milligan Friend. Here at the Beatrice City Auditorium, our presenting sponsor of the game, F&M Bank in Fall City. It's local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. F&M Bank in Fall City. Also, our premier sponsors for the broadcast, the 97th Annual Medecas Tournament, our community insurance group, Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling. Blue Valley Door, your trusted choice for commercial and residential garage doors, openers, and gutters. Ag West Commodities, your marketing partner since 1999, and Worthy Mortuaries, Tecumseh, Humboldt, and Pawnee City. Say thanks to them and all of our sports boosters for bringing you high school basketball action on KPMC throughout the season. Well, we have one result to give you from an earlier game here. We just provide play-by-play for on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. In the girls' A division, third place game, Fall City Sacred Heart picks up their 10th win of the year, a 55-49 win over Johnson Brock. The Irish now 10-4 on the year. Johnson Brock drops to 10-6 on the season. In this one, it is the A division, the B division championship game between Pawnee City and EMF. How do we get here? Well, in the B division, we only had 7 teams this year, but these two teams have won their way here. It was EMF, the top seed. They got a bye in the opening round in the semifinals last night. They dispatched the Sterling Jets by a score of 40-17. For Pawnee City, an opening round win over Meridian, 51-12, and then they picked up a squeaker over Dillon Griffins last night, 27-25, the final in that one, to arrive here at the championship in the B division for this evening. Two teams are out warming up. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back and we will give you a look at the starting lineups on KPNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center, Fall City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center, Fall City.
From pre-harvest plans to market moves, AgWest helps farmers make confident decisions so you can focus on what matters, your operation and your community. Good luck, area basketball teams. Visit GoAgWest.com or call 866-995-8067. AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner.
Go AgWest.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups in this ball game tonight for the visiting Pawnee City Indians in this game, as they are the number 2 seed in the tournament. Pawnee City 7-6 for Coach Tim Cluck. They are expected tonight to go with a starting set. Erica Gere is a 5'3" junior. Also starting tonight, Emilise Gatula, a 5'8" junior. Kinsley Benson is a 5'8" junior. We have Taylan Blacka. Taylan is a 5'8" junior. And it looks like Addie Sisko, a 6'2" junior, will also be in the starting lineup tonight for Pawnee City, and we expect to see a lot of Matty Osborne, a 5'9 senior, as well for tonight's ball game. For Coach Josie Sabatka for the EMF Bobcats, his starting five, will be Kendall Phillippe, a 5'6 junior, 6' sophomore Tori Bresson, 5'8 junior Avery Tuttle, 5'10 sophomore Reese Tuttle, and 6' junior Aniston Mines. This is a big team for the EMF Bobcats as they get ready. They're the home team, the number one seed in this B division of the Medecas tournament. Pioneer County coming up here yet in a couple of weeks. The teams are getting ready for the introduction.
It's storm season, and while we need the moisture, we definitely don't need the hail and high winds, especially on your garage doors and gutters. When weather strikes, Blue Valley Doors strikes back with free estimates to repair or replace your garage doors and gutters. Making storm damage a thing of the past, Blue Valley Door is here to help. Visit BlueValleyDoor.com or check us out on Facebook. Blue Valley Door is located in Beatrice but serves greater southeast Nebraska with at least one visit to the Fall City area each week. At Blue Valley Door, we don't just open doors, we raise the standard.
At Den's Country Meat, we don't cut corners, just premium meat. From smoked sausages and snack sticks to bacon, broths, and steaks. Everything we make is handcrafted by our family for yours. And with state, national, and international awards, the world agrees. Our meat is a cut above. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or online at denscountrymeats.com.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, they are getting the introductions done here tonight at the Beatrice City Auditorium. Now we're ready to introduce the starting lineup. Randy Tula tells me that here at Beatrice, it's snowing hard, the ground is covered by snow on the outside. Oh boy, just what we wanted to see here. So Pawnee City, the road team tonight. The visitors dressed in black with red trim. They've got the starting lineup for Pawnee City all ready to go here. Now we're getting set to introduce the Bobcats. Again, our premier sponsor for the broadcast of the 97th Annual Medecas Tournament, Community Insurance Group, Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling, Blue Valley North, your trusted choice for a commercial and residential garage doors, openers, and gutters. AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner since 1999. And Worry Mortuaries of Tecumseh, Humboldt, and Pawnee City. A lot of basketball going on. Tomorrow we'll have basketball as well for you. It's boys basketball tomorrow. Coming up tomorrow on Saturday, we will have for you on KTNC at 2:45 tomorrow a B Division third place game between Humboldt Table Rock Senior and Parkview Christian. Then tomorrow night on Sunday 101.3 is the A Division Championship, 7:30, Johnson Brock taking on Tri-County. That's coming up tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening. One game on KTNC, one game on Sunday 101.3. All right, everybody's introduced. We're ready to go. The officials are in their assigned spots. And we are set. stepping into the center circle, Addie Sisko for Pawnee City, jumping it up against Anniston Mites for the Bobcats. And the Bobcats will control the tip. They'll take it to the hoop, go in, and a foul to start the ball game. 6 seconds in, and that's going to not be a good sign. Foul on Addie Sisko. The Bobcats took it right to the hole, and Sisko get called for the foul. Free throw on the mark, or on the way up, and it is no good. Shooting is Reese Tuttle, a 5'10 sophomore. He misses the first one, she'll have another one here. Second one up, no good. Rebound is brought down by the Indian, controlled by Emily's Catula. Catula with the rebound, now front court for Pawnee City against a 1-2-2 zone. Basketball here at the moment. Bring the ball in for Bresson. Bresson with it, looking, and shot up. And good. Two-pointer by Avery Tuttle. Her first two of the night. Now it's 12-5, matching the biggest lead of the game of 7 points. 26 seconds to go in the quarter. Shot clock about 1 second less than the game clock. Three ball, right circle, up, no good by Benson. Offensive rebound by Pawnee City. Give it across court, and Osborne with the 2-1 layup. That ball kept alive, and the rebound to Benson there. And it's 12-7. There's the three ball at the buzzer, up and down for Kendall Phillippe. She hits the triple at the buzzer. And now our score after one, 15-7, EMF with the lead over Pawnee City. Back in 1 minute on KTSA.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at Beatrice, the City Auditorium, we've got second quarter action coming your way here in just a moment. Our premier sponsor for the broadcast to the 97th Annual Medeckis Tournament include AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner since 1999, along with Warrior Mortgage, it comes to Humboldt and Pawnee City. 8 minutes up on the clock, it will be EMF basketball to start this second period. At midcourt, inbounding will be Kendall Phillippe. Phillippe triggers in for Avery Tuttle. 0-for-6 in the first half, first quarter at the line was EMF. Pawnee City didn't get to the line in the first quarter. Now with it, Tuttle has Reese Tuttle. Reese Tuttle gets it away, back over the right side in the hands. Again, Reese Tuttle down to the baseline, now cut off there. Passes out to the top to Phillippe. Should give the ball away to Mites. Mites on the right side, dishes to Tori Bresson. Bresson back inside, and a pass in the paint, and throwing it up from the front will be EMF. The shot put up. We have bodies all over the floor. Here's a three ball up and good from the left side by Mites. She's got 5 in the ball game, and now it's 18-7. Biggest lead of the ball game. And it'll be Pawnee City's Blacka driving up to Osborne. Back to Blacka, right side of the floor. Against the defense, inside, out they go. And now back, driving down, point up, shooting off the front edge. No good, Kinsley Benson. He scrambled for the loose ball. Rebound is won by Maddie Osborne for Pawnee City. Ball tipped to the backcourt. Now the Indians go back to Osborne. She jumps underneath, trying to get the ball to Addie Sisko. Francisco can't hang on to it. Tipped away, touch last by the Indians, and it will belong to the Bobcats. 18-7, Bobcats lead. It's the B Division title game at the Medeiros Tournament. Take the ball to the right side. It's Mainz for two. It's up. It's no good. Osborne with the rebound. Long pass up the floor. Caught. Benson moves. Leaves the ball back now for Gatula. And her pass right back to Benson. Couldn't get to it. Slides out of bounds. And it's going to be Bobcat basketball. Last year in this tournament, Pawnee City played in the B Division. Is that right? Yeah, B Division, and they finished in second place. And a two-pointer on the left side, maybe the right side, for the EMF Bobcats. Avery Tuttle, the bucket. 20-7, the lead is 13. Pawnee City second a year ago in the B Division. The double team as Blacka works the ball down to the baseline, gets loose, shoots it, missed it. Rebound comes down to Maddie Osborne. Maddie Osborne puts it back up and in. She's got two hoops, and it's 20-9. Pawnee City down by 11. Gives the ball to the free throw line there for Mainz. Skip it back right side. It's going to be Phillippe driving, shooting, and a foul will be called. Official comes our way here. We sit behind the scorer's table. Foul will be on Pawnee City's Emily Scatula. Her second foul, team foul number one of the second quarter. EMF last year, they lost two games in the tournament. They lost to Sacred Heart in the opener, then lost to Johns County Central in the consolation round. First free throw for Phillippe. Phillippe is good. She's got six, and it's 21-9. Second one coming. Emily Scatula checks out for Pawnee City. Second one up. No good. Rebound. Batted around. It's a scramble now. Who's got it? The ball ends up in the hands inside of Anderson Mainz, who turns around and puts it up and in, and it's 23-9. The Bobcats lead it. Back in is Erica Guerra for Pawnee City at point. Guerra dribbles, gets it away to Osborne. She'll fire from 15. Up, no good, but a whistle and a foul against the Bobcats. We'll put Pawnee City at the line. The foul on Anderson Mainz. Her first and the first team foul of quarter number two against the Bobcats of EMF. Free throw for Maddie Osborne. First one on the way up, and it is off the mark. No good. Addie Sisko checking back in. Coming out of the contest is Haley Plager, who had checked in. All right, one more free throw coming here. Osborne sets. Fires. Swished it home. Maddie's got five in the ball game, and it's 23-10. EMF with the lead. They have it out top. They'll take it to Mainz. Phillippe on the right side. Excuse me. Plays catch. Comes to the near side with a skip to Reese Tuttle. She plays catch out top with Avery Tuttle. Now Reese looking. Back it goes to Avery. Ball on the shot clock. Throw it to the paint. Shot up. No good. Won't go for Corey Bresson. Rebound to Maddie Osborne. Her third. 13-point advantage. Extramillion friend. With the ball, Erica Guerra. Bounce pass. Middle into a double team. Stolen away. Lob it ahead. Mainz runs it out. No, but a whistle and a foul on the Indians. Pawnee City foul on number one, Erica Guerra. Her second team foul of the quarter. And at the line is Aniston Mainz. Mainz 0-for-2 at the line so far. Halfway through, quarter number two. It's up. It's off the back. No good. She'll get one more here. checking in is Brindley Johnson, a 5'10 freshman. To look at this lineup, I see 6 foot, 5'10, 5'10, 5'10, 6 foot, 5'10. Man, that's a lot of tall young ladies in a small school. Free throw, no. Slapped on the wrist. A foul on Pawnee City, Addie Sisco. Addie commits her second foul. She's foul number 3 in the quarter on Pawnee City. Free throw is up. Free throw is no good. Second one coming here. On the way up, and it won't go. Sisco grabs up the rebound for Pawnee City. And now we run the other way. Here on the baseline, Trapp gets it away out of there to Kinsley Benson. Cross court, they play catch. Down to Gira on the right wing. Ooh, just about lost her balance and stepped backwards out of bounds. She'll lob it across the floor with a skip pass. Give it in the middle and dropping the pass as Benson now gets it back to Gira. Gira drives in, throws it up. Sisco, the rebound on the offensive end, can't get the follow shot, and the rebound comes down to Reese Tuttle. Tuttle the other way quickly, and now we'll pass cross court to Avery Tuttle in the middle, and now back over to Reese Tuttle for three. It's short, no good. Saving it in will be Avery Tuttle, but it goes in to the Indians, to Maddie Osborne. Picks up her fourth rebound. And as they come up the floor, the Indians turn the ball over. So in for Pawnee City, Bree Gear, a 5'5 junior. Osborne will sit down. Out comes Sisco. Haley Plager back in there. And inbounding in front of the Pawnee City bench, Kendall Phillippe. Bring it in, Avery Tuttle, back to Phillippe on the left side of the floor, well beyond the three-point line. They play catch with it. They look for a high post. It's a stolen pass, cross court, running out, and layup will not go. Follow shot won't go. Second follow shot won't go. And a rebound this time by Bree Guerin. And now the first two shots, a pass stolen back by the Bobcats, then stolen by Guerin, and it's off her out of bounds. Kinsley Benson missed the first shot, got the rebound, couldn't get it to go. Then we had another shot that was put up in there by Pawnee City. They just can't buy a hoop. They're down 23-10. 2:25 left, opening half, second period action. On the left side of the floor, it's into Chesney Canode, who's in the ballgame now. Skipping across and nearly stolen but knocked out of bounds by Kaelin Blecka for Pawnee City. Out comes Erica Gira. Subs in for EMF. Into the game again is Reese Tuttle. Now on the right side, Phillippe. Whitman looks. Back out top, Avery Tuttle. Avery Tuttle across towards her sister, I believe. Now take it down low. Shot put up, blocked by the Indian. Good job by Gatula. Ball ends up in the hands of this time Gira. That was Bree Gira. And then Pawnee City gets in the offensive end of the scoring area. A foul will be called on Kendall Phillippe. Her first and the second foul of the second quarter on EMF. Three on Pawnee City, two on the Bobcats. The ball brought in, tipped out of bounds. They tried to get it in to Kinley Benson, did the Indians of Pawnee City. 1:50 left in the second quarter. It's 23-10. Shot up on the right baseline, no good there. Put up by Taylor Blacka. Blacka can't connect. There's a scramble. And the ball goes out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Pawnee City on the baseline. Maybe after the chat now, we're going to have a little Conference of Men in Striped Shirts here. Two of them. And the decision rendered is what we had before, Pawnee City Basketball. Bring the ball in, and a quick shot up, no good by Taylen Blackett. Rebound coming out with it will be Reese Tuttle for the Bobcats. And while they're on the run, their coach, Josie Sabatka, calls timeout. A minute 38 to go in the half. It's 23-10, EMF for the lead. We return in 30 seconds on KPNC.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at the Beatrice City Auditorium, it's 23-10. Dexter Milligan, friend, leading the Pawnee City Indians in this B Division Championship game. Pawnee City breaks the huddle, heads back out to court. Coming back out will be the Bobcats of Extra Million Friends. Triggering from the sideline, Kendall Phillippe. Right side of the floor, brings the ball in there for Avery Tuttle. Avery Tuttle will get the ball down low on the baseline. Inside it goes for Mainz. Back it goes to Phillippe. They'll reset the offense, go to the high post with Mainz. Shot up, Phillippe, no good. Weak side rebound to Reese Tuttle. Reese Tuttle gets it inside to Mainz, can't connect. Got a rebound, got fouled on the follow. On the City foul on Haley Plager. Her first team foul, number four. And Anderson Mainz back to the free throw line. 7 points in the ball game. Having a bit of a struggle at the free throw line so far. This one's on the way up and bounces in. Hit the back flat iron and fell in. She's now 1 for 5 at the line. We will trade Gira for Gira here. Erica, 5'3 junior, coming in for Bree is a 5'5 junior. Second free throw for Mainz on the way and much better looking shot. And it's 25-10. 15-point lead for EMF. Minute 8 to go in the half. Gira to Gatula. Back to Gira for 18. No. Weak side rebound to Phillippe. She gives the ball up and push it up the floor now. Resettle. Give it up in the middle for Avery Tuttle. Inside. Pass underneath. Oh, wide open. Somebody lost her cover person. Press and couldn't connect from right underneath the hoop. Rebound to Pawnee City. Quickly up the floor. It goes to Erica Gira. She can't find the hoop. And rebound and a run the other way. Scooping and scoring will be Tori Bresson. She's got 7. 25 seconds to go in quarter number 2. 27-10. And now out on the right side for 3. It's up. It's squished. Kinley Benson with her second triple, 27-13, 9 on the clock. Front court, Bobcat with it. Phillippe down low, pass cross court, back out, shot on the way at the buzzer. No good. And at halftime, our score is going to be Exeter Milligan and Brent at 27, Pawnee City 13. 27-13, our halftime score. We'll take a 2-minute break and back and wrap up the first half scoring on KTNC.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have, because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority, and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
At Equity Bank, we know how important it is to access your money when you need it. That's why we offer Early Pay, a feature that lets you receive direct deposit funds up to 2 days early. And now, Early Pay is available on all Equity Bank checking accounts. Whether it's your paycheck, Social Security, or any other direct deposit, you can get paid sooner because we believe in keeping things simple and stress-free. After all, it's your money. Why wait for it? Enroll in Early Pay today at equitybank.com/earlypay. Equity Bank. Member FDIC.
Southeast Nebraska shows up big for New Decade, and so does AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner, proud to support our hometown athletes and the producers who feed and fuel our region. When it's time to lock in opportunity or defend against risk, AgWest is courtside with you every season. Connect at goagwest.com or call 866-995-8067. AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner.
Go AgWest.
It's storm season, and while we need the moisture, we definitely don't need the hail and high winds, especially on your garage doors and gutters. When weather strikes, Blue Valley Doors strikes back with free estimates to repair or replace your garage doors and gutters. Making storm damage a thing of the past, Blue Valley Door is here to help. Visit BlueValleyDoor.com or check us out on Facebook. Blue Valley Door is located in Beatrice but serves greater southeast Nebraska with at least one visit to the Fall City area each week. At Blue Valley Door, we don't just open doors, we raise the standard.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here to the Beatrice City Auditorium. It is a halftime here at Beatrice. Our halftime recap, presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, and they're far from dead. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. First half scoring for Pawnee City. It's 5 points for Maddie Osborne off the bench, 6 for Kinsley Benson, and 2 for Taylan Blecken. A couple of fouls each on Addie Sisko, Emily Scatula, and Erica Guerra, for Pawnee City. They are 1 of 2 at the free throw line in the first half. For the EMF Bobcats in the first half, they are led by Aniston Mines with 9 points in the first half. Corey Bresson has 7-4 for Avery Tuttle and 6 for Kendall Phillippe. The Bobcats have made only 3 free throws, 1 or 2 more than Pawnee City, but they are 3 of 14 at the free throw line after they went 0 for 6 in the first quarter. At halftime, it is 27-13. The lead belongs to the EMF Bobcats. Our halftime recap, presented by Highland Community College, close to home and far from dead. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We'll take a 2-minute break, check the weather, another break, and be back with second half action coming up on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in Southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Fall City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Cole. Scattered snow showers expected to linger into this evening with mostly cloudy skies, a low around 12, and it will be windy. Northwest winds gusting at times, still up to around 30 miles per hour. Northwest winds continue up that mark for Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds and not a lot of warming, a high of only 18. 8 above our forecast low Saturday night, mostly clear skies and breezy. We'll see windy conditions for the day on Sunday, but warmer, high around 41 with mostly sunny skies. A few clouds rolling through Sunday night and breezy with a low around 9 above. For Martin Luther King Jr. Day, temperatures cool back down to a high around 24. Lots of sunshine with breezy conditions too. Temperatures fall back to 11 for Monday night with a few clouds rolling through. Then warming back up on Tuesday, a high around 42. It will be breezy with mostly sunny skies. Passing clouds heading toward Tuesday night and a low in the mid-20s. Then Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high around 40. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 27 degrees.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha ArmConnect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Directorate and Premium.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Invite you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back, industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC. In Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here to the Beatrice City Auditorium. 27-13, Exeter Milligan friend leading Pawnee City in our boy and our girls third place game. No, this is the championship game. I'm sorry, in the B Division. Championship action, B Division. Coming up tomorrow, we have more basketball from the Medeckis tournament. Here on KTNC tomorrow afternoon, scheduled for a 2:45 start time, B Division third place game. Parkview Christian will play Humboldt Table Rock Steiner. Then tomorrow night on Sunny 101.3, scheduled for 7:30, the A Division championship will feature Johnson Brock against Tri-County. That should be a fun one. Randy Cadula will have those games for you tomorrow afternoon and evening. Also, I want to remind everybody that we have a lot of basketball coming up here the rest of the winter, especially next week. A lot of basketball games next week as well. The Sacred Heart boys will play tomorrow morning at 11:45 against Dylan Rodell in a consolation game. That's a little unfortunate for the Irish. Are playing that time tomorrow, 11:30. Is the Sagar boys team from 25 years ago will be honored at halftime of the A-Division Championship tomorrow night here at the Medeca State Tournament. They were the division champions 25 years ago and will be honored tomorrow night at halftime of that A-Division Championship game here at Bedford City Auditorium. All right, we are ready to go with fourth, making third quarter action here. I'm getting everything straightened away. Here we go. It's Bobcat basketball. They go left to right towards the south goal in the second half. Here's a three ball to start it off. Up, no good. Put up there by Avery Tuttle. Offensive rebound by Reese Tuttle. Back out to Avery, swinging around to Reese on the right side. Pawnee City packed back in the zone. They take it inside out to Phillippe. Should get the ball away there to Bresson. Bresson to Phillippe, left side wing. Back out to the top between the circles, and a lob pass inside. Loose, picked up, shot by Mainz, won't go. Offensive rebound. Cannot connect, losing his Tuttle. Pawnee City rebound and a breakaway to the other end. And a two-pointer by Kinsley Benson. Kinsley's got eight, and it's 27-15. All right, here we go back to live action here at the other end. Bobcat ball out top with the ball. Phillippe plays catch across the court to Avery Tuttle. Now in the corner to Reese Tuttle. Back out top to Avery. Taken to the high post and now jumping down low, intended there for Corey Bresson. Knocked away by Pawnee City. Stolen by the Bobcats. Stolen back by Pawnee City. And a layup at the other end by Kinsley Benson. Got two quick hoops to serve the half, and now the lead is down to 10. 6:33 to go in the third. Timeout Bobcats, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
6:33 to go in the third quarter. Pawnee City on a 4-0 run here. Cuts the lead down 27-17. Front court with the basketball. The Bobcats, they'll skip it cross court. Three ball, Phillippe on the rim, won't go. Rebound on the offensive end, brought down by Reese Tuttle. And they can't get the follow. Pawnee City will take it away. Throw it to the middle. Shot up, six-footer, no good by Kinsley Benson. Out of there with the ball comes Reese Tuttle, driving up. Cut off, leave it back now for Avery Tuttle. Between the circles at the six-minute mark of the third period. Looking inside and not seeing it coming with Mainz, but she is able to control it. Now gets it back. They play catch around the perimeter of the Pawnee City zone defense. Take it in the middle and down low to Tuttle. And now out to Phillippe. Left side. Avery Tuttle drives in, shoots, no. Rebound down to Annalise Kutula. Annalise on the run the other way. Gives the ball ahead. Erica Gira tries to go across court pass, stole it away, and the Bobcats on the run. They try to shoot it, no good, and it gives up in the hands of the Bobcats. Follow shot is no good by Bresson. She needs out of the game. She's calling for help. We got a two-on-none. Now it's a two-on-two, and now the ball across court to Erica Gira. She can't catch it. And a layup at the other end, no. And a follow shot up, no good, by Aniston Mainz. And out of the game. Well, we'll get a foul. Let's get that settled first. Foul on Pawnee City on Annalise Kutula. Her third, first foul of the quarter. And it looks like, using my doctor degree here, out of the game went Tori Bresson, holding the back of her left thigh. Here's a free throw up, rattles and bangs, and it falls in for Austin Mainz. Aniston Mainz, excuse me. has 10 points in the ballgame. Mines ready at the 5:01 mark for the third period up, and two hops won't go. Rebound brought down by Addie Sisko, then she had it taken away by the Bobcats. Tuttle with it, gives it out top now. Reese Tuttle on his feet, he's having trouble hanging on to the basketball. Inside Tuttle, or rather that's Mites. Gets the ball away. Here's a three-point shot up. No good for Avery Tuttle from the right side of the floor. Rebound is controlled by Pawnee City's Kaylin Blacka. Blacka coming out of there with it around the screen. And now lobs the ball down to the right corner for Benson. Benson's pass tipped away by Tuttle. Stolen away by Phillippe. All the way to the hole. Up. No, but a whistle and a foul. No. Traveling. Cutting under her was Erica Gira. She ran in front of her, and traveling is a call, not a foul on Gira. So a turnover would give Pawnee City the ball back, down by 11, 28-17, 4:18 left here in quarter number three. B Division title game in the Detectives Tournament, 97th year they've had here in Beatrice. Or not, no, that's not true. 97th year of the tournament wasn't always played in Beatrice. Was played somewhere else. We have a held ball as it got loose on the Indians' end under the basket. Pawnee City retains possession on the alternating possession. Triggering all the way out top. It's tipped and it gets through to Erica Garrett. 5-1 junior. Moves around the right side. Needs help. Bounce pass. Cross court. Benson drives. Pulls up with the pass. Shoots it back over to Blacka. Can't get the shot to go. Rebound to Plager to check in. Here's a three-pointer up, in, and out. Oh, how did it get out of there by Benson? Offensive rebound. Now they take the ball inside. A fight for it. Haley Plager, the sophomore, hanging on to it. But the held ball will go this time to Exeter Milligan Spread. Through the center court circle with the basketball is Avery Tuttle for the Bobcats. Picked up her dribble at the top of the key. Gives the ball to the right side. Swing it across the floor. Inside it goes. That is Mike. Back out. They play catch around the perimeter. 18-foot right baseline up. No good there. Shot by Brinley Johnson. Rebound to Pawnee City. Up the floor with it. Kevin Blacka. High post and a turnaround jumper, no good by the Indian, by Maddie Osborne. Throw the ball ahead and a layup at the other end in traffic for Mites. She's got a dozen in the ball game and it's now 30-17. Timeout, Pawnee City. They trail by 13. We're back in 30 seconds on PTMC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
2:42 to go in the third quarter. It's 30-17, the lead to the EMF Bobcats or Pawnee City here in the third quarter. Coming up later tonight, it will be the A Division Championship game tonight. That will pit Palmyra against Southern. No, that will pit Freeman against Tri-County. I'm sorry, I looked at the wrong line. That's not right. Freeman and Tri-County, that should be a good one. They play the A Division Championship tonight at 8:15, assuming we're on time here. All right, it's Pawnee City basketball driving the left side, throwing it up off the glass. No good by Blacka, and a push foul on the rebound called against Pawnee City, and the foul will go on Haley Plager. Haley gets her first. That's the second foul of the quarter against the Indians. back in the ball game will come Tori Bresson. A big knee brace from mid-calf to just above her knee. Now off the left side with it is Phillippe. Plays catch out top, gets it back, now up to the top again to Avery Tuttle. Avery Tuttle works the ball around the right side, holds it, looks, bounce pass right side, they go inside with it to Mines, and it's taken away. She tries to make a pass the other way. So here it comes, Pawnee City to the front court, and Elise Catula with it, double team, needs help, and a foul. A reach-in foul will be called here on EMF. That will go against Aniston Mines. Her second, that's the first foul of the half on the Bobcats. Pawnee City ball on the baseline. They bounce it on the inbound. And another quick reach-in foul. The ball came in. Annalise Catula. And the Bobcat foul will go on 23. Reese Tuttle. Reese picks up her first. Team foul number two. 1:58 to go in the third. Pawnee City needs a bunch of points in a hurry. Give the ball up in the middle on off the glass. No for Addie Sisko. Can't connect. And the rebound to the Bobcats. And here they come up the floor. Move the ball ahead and hand it ahead court to Bresson. Back out left side. It's going to be Avery Tuttle. And the ball is slapped away out of bounds. Halftime in the E division. Consolation game, Johnson County Central lead Humble Table Rock Senior 23-14. JCC and H-Shred Girls on Sister Station Sunny 101.3 right now. All right, it will be Bobcat basketball. Work the ball to the top, swing it around, try to go inside, knocked away, then recovered by Mines. Mines will dish it out of there. And now an offensive rebound after the three-pointer put up by Tuttle. The rebound grabbed by Bresson and a foul on the rebound on Pawnee City on Ainsley Rounder, who just checked in. Ainsley's first, team foul number three. With a minute 15 to go in the third, free throw up and no good. Shoot it is Tori Bresson. Her first trip to the line tonight. She'll have another one coming here. On the way up, and no good. And the rebound ends up in the hands of Addie Sisko. To the front court comes Kinsley Benson. Lob the ball to the right corner. Over there to Blacka. Blacka in trouble. Dribbles it away. Gets it out of there. Back to her teammate. Out toward the top of the key now in the hands of Catula. Catula will give the ball up for Benson. Benson forces it, hits the front edge, no good. Rebound coming down to Tuttle. Avery Tuttle throws it ahead up the floor. And kind of cherry picking that time was Mines. The defense caught up with her, missed the bit of pass, missed the shot at her teammate on the other side. And we've got a foul again on Pawnee City, this time Taylan Blacka. Her first foul, number four on the Indians now. Just 38 seconds to go in this third period. Bring the ball in on the left side of the floor. Now it goes down to Phillippe for three. On the rim, no, and the rebound grabbed by Sisko. Sisko will give it up to the front court, Catula. And Elise all the way into the paint and has it stolen away by Phillippe. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Now on the right side, skip it across to Phillippe. She'll go on the inside with it to Mines. Mines throws it to Bresson at the top of the double post, high post, low post, and now driving down the lane. And spinning and missing is Reese Tuttle. Our official says the foul is on Addie Sisko, her third, team foul number five of the quarter. And at the line, once again, will be the Bobcats. Not made a lot of hay at the free throw line. This one bounces three or four times on the rim, and it won't go in. Reese Tuttle still looking for her first points tonight. This will be her sixth free throw coming up here. In for the Indians, Bree Garrett once again. also in Abby Dietrich in the contest, and Haley Plager. Free throw up and good. There you go. Reese Tuttle hits that one, and it's 31-17. Lead is 14, and Pawnee City unable to get a shot off before the buzzer. After three, Extra Million Friend 31, Pawnee City 17. Back in 1 minute on KPNC.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
8 minutes up on the clock. We're ready to go to fourth quarter action here at the B Division Championship at the Medecas Tournament. Pawnee City Basketball. They'll bring it in. They go right to left as we're looking at it here in quarter number three in the second half towards the North Hoop at the Auditorium. And the ball, they try to get it out to Eric and Garrett. Can't make a clean catch and stolen by the Bobcats. To the front court, Avery Tuttle. Tuttle out to Reese Tuttle. Back to Avery on the right side of the floor. Back, they play catch back and forth. At least with the two in there in the same last hand, I got a 40% chance of being right. Well, I just used one name, the last name. Phillippe. Down low, left side baseline. Jumper. Bresson hits it from 12 feet. She's got 9, and it's 33-17. To the front court, a shot up, and no this time for Kaylin Blackman. The rebound by the Bobcats. The outlet stolen away by Pawnee City by Emelise Gatula. Emelise dribbled the ball on that skinny sideline over there, we call it. I think the next time we find out they're going to paint the border, we'll buy them a 12-inch roller, make them lines a little wider than what they are now. We come the other way with the ball in the hands of the Bobcats. Extra Million Friend take the ball inside. Mines dishes it out. They try to go back to her. The pass is stolen, taken away by Haley Plager, and Haley gets fouled for her trouble. Foul will go on Tuttle. Her second team foul, number six. No, they put that on Mines. I'm sorry. They put that on Aniston Mines. Her third foul. To the front court comes Kinsley Benson from Pawnee City. And her pass is tipped. Her pass is stolen. It ends up with Phillippe. She'll throw the ball ahead now. Up the floor he goes. Avery Tuttle. Used up her dribble. She'll lob it out top to Phillippe. Cross court with the pass for Reese Tuttle. Reese Tuttle will give the ball. Working the right side. Down a ball. Knocked away. Good hands there defensively by Emelise Gatula. Knocked the ball out of bounds. Pawnee City will bring Maddie Osborne back in the ballgame here. She'll check in there for Gatula. From in front of her own bench, inbounding will be Phillippe. She brings it in for Reese Tuttle. Reese Tuttle holds it, looks, bounce pass across. Now it's Reese from Avery. They play catch with it. Shot away, Avery Tuttle up. No, hopping on the rim, two bounces. Rebound loose, picked up by Pawnee City, brought out of there by Kaylin Blacka. Blacka stripped from behind and fouled, yes. One of the gentlemen in the striped shirt says the foul will go on 23. Reese Tuttle. Now that is her second foul. 5:49 left. 33-17. The lead is 16 for the Bobcats. Erica Guerra picked up her dribble. Works down the left side. They give her the ball. She'll shoot the three. On the rim, it won't go. Rebound to the Bobcats. Outlet ahead to Mainz. Mainz going to wait for her teammates. Now dribble up. Throws it underneath and a pinpoint pass to Tori Crescent. She has 11 and is now 35-17. They've doubled up the score on Pawnee City here, unfortunately, for the Indians. Now playing catch with it will be Kinsley Benson along with Taylan Blacka. Blacka dribble, now gets the ball away to Erica Guerra. Bounce pass inside, and Osborne shooting off, can't connect. Little three-footer wouldn't go. Here come the Bobcats to the front. Off the left side, Reese Tuttle. Down low to Preston, back to Reese Tuttle. Right side, it will be Phillippe. They skip the ball from one side of the floor to the left to the other, and a little turnaround jump hook. No good by Mainz, and the rebound controlled by Maddie Osborne, her fifth of the ball game. Cross court, Erica Guerra. Down to the right side with the pass to Kinsley Benson. Shot up, won't go. Scramble for the loose ball rebound. Osborne ends up with the ball, shoots it, and is fouled. Won't go in. Foul on the Bobcats. This one will go on number 10, Tori Bresson. Her first. She fouled number 3 of quarter number 4 here. So at the line, Osborne for the second time tonight. She's 1 out of 2 at the line, has 5 points off the bench. On the way up, and good. 35-18 now. Second one coming here in just a moment. Erica Guerra will check out of the game. And Benson will be in the backcourt for Pawnee City now. Free throw up and hit the rim, won't go. Rebound controlled by Aniston Mainz. Mainz gives the ball ahead. Avery Tuttle back to Mainz. Get the ball inside and now shot from the left side. Put up there by Phillippe. She can't control it. Can't get to go in the hole and the rebound and Benson up the floor. Give the ball to the left side to Blacka. Blacka holds. She looks. She waits. Looking for help. Gets the ball away. And a dribble drive and a shot up on the left side. No good by Blacka. Blacka missed shot. Rebound and a long pass up the floor. And a layup. A terrific pass. Mainz with the bucket. She has 14. Lead all scorers in the game. It's now 37-18. A drive in the paint, a shot up, and a shot good by Emily's Gatula. Emily's with her first two of the evening. 37-20. 3:10 to play in this contest. EMF with it. Front court against the zone. Playing catch. They go high post. Holding on to the ball there is Mike. Pass it out of there. Now it goes cross court, down low on the left side baseline. And the ball is loose, taken away from Avery Tuttle by Pawnee City. To the front court is Emily's Gatula. Gatula passes off, gets it right back. Her pass cross court goes to Kinsley Benson. And now, Bresson commits the foul. No, 23. Reese Tuttle with her third foul. Fourth team foul of this fourth period. None on the Indians so far in quarter. Free throw on the way up and no good. Shooting is Kinsley Benson. She has 10 points in the game, a couple of threes, a couple of twos. And Coach Tim Pluck. Just been a whole new slew of players here. Now the Bobcats doing the same. Cheyenne Rupichka comes into the ball game along with back in there. Free throw up and good again. So out comes Benson. Also in for Pawnee City, Bree here in the ball game. Haley Plager, as we said, skipping over the left side into the hands of Cheyenne Kripke for EMF. To the top of the circle they go with the ball to Kripke. She passes underneath, now back out for 3-2. Two-pointer for Alexis Paulson. 39-21. EMF with the lead. Also in the game is Ainsley Rauner for Pawnee City, along with Kaylin Gentle, as we mentioned. And the loose ball taken away by the Bobcats. Left side of the floor to Paulson. Paulson will hold it. Now he gets the ball away. Checking in for Pawnee City. That's great. Emily Kuster. Here's a takeaway by the end. Oh, and up and down travel. Wanted to stop and make a pass was Ainsley Rauner. Couldn't get stopped, and traveling will be the call. 95 seconds left in the ball game. Ainsley Benson, 11, the lead. Pawnee City tonight. 7 for Maddie Osborne. Come the other way. Osborne Miller has 6, not 7. All right, to the front court. The Bobcats have it in the hands of McKenna Merchant. She drives, shoots, can't connect. Rebound, controlled by Pawnee City's Ainsley Rauner. Rauner will get the ball back now to Bree Guerin. Cross-court pass, Emily Kuster with it. Pass off, get the ball away to Rauner. Rauner to Guerin. Here a look, and now a long three up and good. A three-pointer for Ainsley Rauner, 39-24. 45 seconds left. Abby Dietrich, a senior, also in the game for Pawnee City. Give the ball up, driving, shooting, and hanging on the rim. It won't go for McKenna Burchett. Rebound to the Indians. Coming up the floor with it will be Kaylin Jensen. Freshman had it knocked away, stripped from away side. And here comes the Bobcats with 21 seconds to go. They'll lob the ball forward into the hands of Chesney Canode. Canode, plays catch. 11 on the clock. They're going to wind it down here. Probably not shoot it again. Hand the ball off, and Canode will just give it over, and they'll hold it, and their final score is EMF Bobcats 39, Pawnee City 24, 39-24, your final. We'll wrap it up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101, excuse me, on KTNC, Ball City and Humboldt.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Ball City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
From pre-harvest plans to market moves, AgWest helps farmers make confident decisions so you can focus on what matters, your operation and your community. Good luck, area basketball teams. Visit goagwest.com or call 866-995-8067. AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner.
Go AgWest.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our final in this girls' B Division championship contest tonight is 39-24. Exeter Milligan Friend with the win over Pawnee City. Indian girls get second place in the B Division for the second consecutive year. Pawnee City now 7-7 with tonight's loss. They're led by Kinsley Benson with 11, 6 for Maddie Osborne, 3 for Ainsley Rauner, 2 for Tayan Black, and 2 more for Emily Matula. For the Bobcats, they are led by Anderson Mine. She had 14 in the ballgame, 11 for Tori Bresson, 6 for Kendi Phillippe, 2 for Alexis Paulson. We have 4 points for Avery Tuttle and 1 point for Reese Tuttle for their total of 39. Again, 39-24, your final score. The win tonight in the girls' B division going to EMF. Again, 39-24, the final score. So that wraps up our coverage here tonight. Over on Sister Station, Sunny 101.3 right now. Randy Gatula doing eight stress in Johnson County Central in the consolation game. You can tune that in right now over on Sunny 101.3. Coming up tomorrow in high school basketball action on the radio here at the Medeckis Tournament tomorrow. We will bring you two games on Saturday at 2:45 tomorrow afternoon. At 2:45, it is the B Division third place game featuring Humboldt Table Rock Senior and Parkview Christian. Two teams have an interesting history this year. And tomorrow night, the A Division championship game on Sunday 101.3 at 7:30. Johnson Brock taking on Tri-County. Again, the Parkview Christian HRS game tomorrow afternoon on KTNC. So we invite you to tune in those games for all the action on Saturday. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's action for this game, F&M Bank of Fall City. Local decision, local solution, local focus at F&M Bank in Fall City. Checking in one more time on our premier sponsor for the broadcast of the 97th Annual Medeckis Tournament, Community Insurance Group in Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling. Wary Mortuaries of Tecumseh, Humboldt, and Pawnee City. AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner since 1999. And Blue Valley Door, your trusted choice for commercial and residential garage doors, openers, and gutters. Well, that's going to wrap it up for tonight here for the Medeckis Tournament. For Aaron Wisdom, I'm John Nixon, telling you good night, everybody, from Beatrice, Nebraska.